This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, friends, let's see Zaf Tzadi Tesamad Beis. The Gemara is continuing the conversation regarding a shliach who is told to sell a kor's worth, an entire kor's worth. And he went and he sold half that amount. And the question is, could the shliach say, look, I'm doing you a favor. Maybe you're not going to need the money, and this way you could hold on to your field. Or do we say, no, the Baal Bayis could say, I don't want to have so many shtaris against you. If I ask you to sell, I want you to sell all in one shot. So, Tashma, come in here. So this is a raya from the end of the Mishnah. If her ksuba was worth 400 zuz, machra lazeh b'mana v'lazeh b'mana, she sold to this one for a mana. She's trying to collect her ksuba that's worth 400 zuz. So she sells one piece of land for a mana, and she sells another piece of land for a mana. Ula achroin yafa mana v'dinar b'mana. And the last one, she sold a field that was worth 101 for 100. So shall achrin batal. The last sale is batal, but shall kulan machrin kaim. But all the other sales are valid. So what do we see from here? We see that if her ksuba was 400, she should have sold all the pieces of land in one shot. Can't the husband say, I don't want so many shtaris come out against me. When there's an opportunity to sell, if your ksuba is 400, you should have sold everything in one shot. So why are the original sales valid? All the sales should be invalid. So the Gemara says, no. You know why in this case the original sales were valid? Because we're talking about little pieces of land that are not connected to each other. So they would not ordinarily be bought by one buyer anyway. So this was the only way to do it. Could Amar Rav Shisha Breid Ravidi, like Rav Shisha Breid Ravidi said elsewhere, we'll see at the end of the Sugya Bikhtini, we're talking about small pieces of land that are not really bought by one buyer. Hachanami, here too, we could say the same thing. Bikhtini, we're talking about small pieces of land. So therefore, this is not a violation of the Baal Bayis. The Baal Bayis can't say, well, I didn't want you to sell it in increments, because anyway, this is these are small pieces of field that are not connected to each other, and they wouldn't ordinarily be sold to one person anyway. Okay, now we have a new shaila. Pshita, it's obvious. Amar li echad v'loy l'shtayim. If someone said, listen, I want you to sell my field to one person and not to two. So if the shliach goes ahead and sells it to two, ha'amar leila echav leila shnayim, it's the sale is null and void because the owner said sell it to one and not to two. But what if he just said sell it to one and he didn't say and not to two people? But amar leila echav stama, he said sell this field to one. Mai, what's the halacha? Do we say that he meant to one, but to two is also okay? Or do we say he meant to one, he said to one, but two is okay? But or do we say he said to one and not to two? Rav Huna, Amar Rav Huna said, le'echad v'lay l'shnayim. He said, sell to one person, not to two. Rav Chizda, Rav Rav Huna, Damri Tamar, Rav Chizda, Rav Huna, they both say, le'echad v'afil l'shnayim. When he said sell to one, it meant to one or even to two. Le'echad v'afil l'me'ah, to one or even to 100. Iklu Rav Nachman l'surah. Rav Nachman happened to go to surah. Ola gabei Rav Chizda Rabba Rav Huna. Rav Chizda and Rabba Rav Huna met him. So Rav Nachman came to surah, and Rav Chizda and Rabba Rav Huna went up to meet Rav Nachman. Amrulei, they said to Rav Nachman, ki hai gavna mai. What would the halacha be in such a case if the owner said, sell to one person, and he sold it to two? Amar Lo, Rav Nachman said, le'echad v'afil l'shnayim. If he says to one, it means even to two. Le'achav afilu me'ah. If he says to one, it means even to 100. Amrulay, so they said, really? The shliach could contravene what the mishaleach said? Afagav de ta shliach, would this apply even if the shliach made a mistake and let's say didn't get the value of the field? Amrulahu, Rav Nachman said, no, de ta shliach lo kamina. I never said if the shliach made a mistake. Amrulay, they said to him, v'amar mar, but it was taught, enoi no lekarkois. There's no being tricked by land. So then, just like if the mishaleach says sell it to one, he could even sell it to two. Why, if the shliach undercharges for the field, is the sale null and void? But there's no oina by karka. Today we learned in the Eon share there are various reasons why there's no oina by karka. Some say because the karka is really worth, real estate is really worth whatever you pay for it, because it's eternal, it will never be destroyed, or people are genuinely moichel, whatever oina there might be. So then why, if a shliach undersells a field, is the sale null and void? So Rav Nachman says, Hani mili, when do we say there's no oina hecha de ta balabayis? The balabayis made a mistake and he sold land and he undersells it, so we say there's no oina for karka. Ava ta shliach, but if the shliach makes a mistake, Amar lei, the mishaleach could say, L'skune shadartich v'loy le'avuse. I sent you to help me and not to hurt me. Meaning, if the shliach undercharges, it's not that it's null and void because of oina. It's because the mishaleach could say, I only appointed you to help me out. I never appointed you to hurt me. It says, where do we learn there's a difference between someone who's a shliach and someone who's the Baal Bayis himself? The Tanah we learned in a Mishnah in Trumais, Perek Dad Mishnah Dad. Ha'imer l'shluchai, someone who says to a shliach. Someone says to a shliach, Tsei utroim, go out and take off truma for me. The only thing is, the shliach has no idea how much truma the Baal Bayis wants him to take. Because midday raisa, there's no shear of truma. Even if you give a little bit, that is truma. However, the Rabbanan said there are three levels of truma. If you want to be generous, you give 1/40. Average, 1/50. You want to be stingy, 1/60. And the mishaleach did not give any instructions. So, toireim kedas balabayas. The shliach has to give truma in accordance with what the balabayas would have done. If the shliach doesn't know what the mishaleach would have wanted to do, toirein bebeninus, he should separate a medium amount, which is echem mechamishim, 1/50. Piches asara, but if let's say he did less than what the mishaleach would have wanted by 10%, meaning, let's say, instead of doing a 50th, he did a 40th. Ayhoisef asara, instead of doing a 50th, he did a 60th. Truma say truma. It's valid. But think about it. That means you have up to 10% to make a mistake. But if it would be more than 10%, then the shliach's taking off truma would be ineffective. Why? Because when it comes to a shliach who makes a mistake, you could say, I didn't send you to hurt me, only to help me. V'ilu gabi balabayis tanya, but by the balabayis we say taram. If let's say the balabayis took off truma, v'ala b'yada afilu echa me'esrim, and let's say he mistakenly gave 1 out of 20, which is much more than he had than anybody gives. Truma say truma, it's valid. So we see that when it comes to a shliach, If he's off by more than 10% of what the mishaleach would have wanted, it's null and void. But when it comes to the Baal HaBayis himself, even if he gave an extremely exorbitant amount, the truma is effective. So we only say by a shliach who did more than expected and asked, is it null and void, not by the person themselves. So back to the shah. Let's say you say, sell to one guy. Does that mean not to two, or does that include even to two? Tashma, come in here. We're now bringing a proof from the end of the Mishnah. Ha'isuk subasa arba me'ezuz. The ksuba was 400 zuz. Machar lazeb amana, v'lazeb amana, you sold to this one for a mana, and to this one for a mana. Ula achrin shav amana v'din arba mana, and to the last one, you sold something worth 101 for 100. Shel achrin batal, the last one is batal, v'shal kulan machrin kayim. And all of them, the mechar is valid. Now, she was supposed to sell all the fields for the ksuba that she's owed, which is 400. And even though really it was told to her, sell to one guy, she sold it to many, and it's valid. So the Gemara says that's not a proof. Why? Because in this case, there was no reason to sell it only to one person, because it's not typically land that one person buys, because these were small pieces of land that were not connected. I'm Rav Shisha, Rav Shisha, the son of Rav Idi, said, "Biktini, we're speaking about small pieces of land, they're isolated lands, and therefore in this case, maybe normally if you say sell it to one, it's to one and not to two, but in this case, it's different, because it was never sort of assumed or desired that it should be sold dafka to one person, because these are not usually bought by one person." Okay, we're going to hold it over here. So now we're up to date. This week we're going to try to do it Tuesday and Thursday, okay? So I'm not available tomorrow night. But so far we're back to date. Dafka. Thank you very much for your time. Have a good night. Bracha v'atzlacha. Baruch tia. Good night. Good night, everyone. Good night, Louis. Good night, Michael. Good night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.